Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to the Steve Jones Show. As we hit that kind of lull, baseball hasn't really kicked off. Is kicked off the proper term for that? Well, baseball hasn't started yet. Pitchers and catchers reporting this week. We saw last week the Phillies tweeted out that pictures of the bus leaving Philadelphia. Football's pretty much over, but we haven't started the next season stuff yet. The NCAA is getting ready for the tournament. It's that lull time in sports. I take it you disagree.
What?
That it is not the lull. I didn't hear what you said. That's nice. Thanks.
I didn't. I just put the headset on just now.
No, I was just saying.
It's a little icy here.
Yeah. Well, it warmed up to the 40s out this way and just rained. So
no, we're not.
Oh,
we're
boy.
Not there.
Now, I was just saying, football's come to an end. The next season hasn't started yet. Pitchers and catchers are reporting later this week, so there's not a whole lot in baseball going on. You have the Daytona 500, but even that's kind of in the lull moment right now. And the NCAA really hasn't gotten tournament time ready yet. It's still another week or so before that real good talk for tournaments come up. We're kind of like in the sports lull at the moment.
Well, I don't know. I'm going game to game. I know that. I got a game tomorrow night. I don't feel like I'm in any lull. I've got a game tomorrow night. I've got a game Friday night in hockey, and I've got a game Saturday at Rutgers, so I don't feel like I'm in any lull right
now. You're not in a lull. No, I agree with that. But I'm thinking from a fan standpoint, I mean, you're not in the heart of anything right now.
We're in the heart of a lot of things right now. If you care to take a look at it,
okay,
we are.
All right, correct me.
You're trying to. We're going to get Joe Lenardi here on the show shortly. I got a hold of Joe this afternoon. We're going to start talking about brackets coming up. Who might be in? Who's out? Where everything is at this particular stage. So we're starting to get down to that point. The Daytona 500 is a big deal. I mean, it'll be nice on a Sunday to watch the first race of the season and get that going. Penn State Wrestling has a gigantic dual meet coming up for the National Dual Championships Sunday night here at 5 o'clock when they take on Oklahoma State. It is one of those moments where you're going to find out exactly what you have in the tank, and that's coming up on Sunday. Yeah, there are no playoff games or anything like that going on, but football, which is the be-all, end-all in sports, and baseball, it certainly carries people through the summer. But at the same time, there are other things that to look at. And remember, the NCAA basketball championship, the championship game itself, outdrew the NCAA football championship game this year with total viewership, which a lot of people, I think, don't realize. Now, that's going to change because we're going to go to TBS this year. But we are not in any kind of lull. It's not like being in the middle of the summer looking around and it's the baseball all-star break and you literally have nothing going on, a meaningless exhibition game surrounded by two off days, in some cases three.
No, I agree with you there. There is worse times of the year than this one. I don't disagree with that. And that would be the worst time of the year right there. That is the worst sports lull of the year.
Yeah, that's an interesting one along the way. But you have, I mean, let's just take here. Let's just look in our own backyard. Bucknell is driving to get the Patriot League number one overall seed. They've got a game with Loyola coming up tomorrow night at home. Right now, they are nursing a one-game lead in the Patriot over Navy, Ed DeChellis' team, and Boston University. BU is here on Sunday to take on Bucknell. These are two key games in Bucknell's season, back-to-back and home. I don't call that a lull, just for the local sports fan. That's lull. These are two big games for them. These are going to be the last two home games they have of the regular season with the Patriot Tournament coming up. And Nathan Davis wants his team to be playing its best basketball at the end. Nathan Davis wants to be the number one overall seed in the Patriot League because Nathan Davis wants to have three more games in the Patriot League tournament in his building. And I think that's where, you know, this is where, you know, you got to, it may not be the Super Bowl. It may not be the Daytona 500. It may not be the opening day of baseball. And it may not be the NCAA basketball tournament yet, but there are important games being played in their own backyard. That's one. That's tomorrow night. There's another game tomorrow night. If you fans want to get a chance to see a team that's fighting to be one of the top seeds in all of the NCAA tournament, then go to the Jordan Center and see Penn State play Iowa tomorrow night. Iowa right now would be on Joe Lenardi's one line at the moment, along with Oklahoma, Kansas, and Villanova. Those would be the number one seeds right now for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Well, Iowa's here tomorrow night, and Iowa is also vulnerable because Iowa's very much become a starter-oriented team with not much of a bench. In Big Ten play, Iowa currently is getting 82% of its points in Big Ten play and 77% of its rebounds in Big Ten play from the starting five. They're not getting as much from the bench as they did in the non-conference season. That cannot be a relaxing feel for Fran McCaffrey in some ways. It's a plus that he has a very strong starting unit, which, by the way, features four seniors and a junior. But at the same time, I think he'd like to get a little bit more out of his bench to spell those starters as you work their way down the stretch. Penn State, last time they played in the Jordan Center, beat Indiana. You don't think Iowa's not aware of that? Of course they are. That's tomorrow night. Then you come up to this weekend where, of course, Thon's taking place here this weekend. But you have, coming up on Sunday, the number one ranked wrestling team in the country, Penn State, hosting the number two ranked wrestling team in the country in Oklahoma State. Now, that's just this week alone. Just because it's regular season stuff doesn't mean it's not important stuff. Oh, and by the way, after Bucknell plays Loyola tomorrow night, after Penn State plays Iowa tomorrow night, Duke is playing North Carolina on national TV. So I find lots of things I find interesting out there right now.
But the headline nationally is Ronda Rousey saying she was thinking of killing herself after the loss. That's the best thing we can come up with right now?
Well, okay.
I mean, I don't mean to belittle the thought,
let's take that for a moment. I know very little about this woman at all. I know she's an actress. I know that I think she has a movie coming up entitled Roadhouse. It's a remake of the Patrick Swayze movie.
She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
She's also a model with Sports Illustrated or coming out this week, and so forth. I know that she lost to Holly Holm. I have no interest in UFC at all or MMA at all. I have none, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to dismiss it and bypass it, because obviously there are a lot of people out there that do watch UFC and watch MMA, and when you hear somebody make a statement like she did on the Ellen DeGeneres show, I mean, that's a red flag moment where you sit there and hear somebody say that they lost and they feel like they've flushed it all down the drain. I have no self-worth. I'm going to consider killing myself. how sad. Now, I realize that she is someone of with a lot of bravado before fights. Part of, you know, you wonder how much is her own personality, how much happens to be promotion and trying to kick it into gear promotionally. I know some people don't like the act. They think she's arrogant. They think she's, whatever. But when your self-worth is that small over a loss, wow. I mean, there are a lot of people that have lost in life and have faced tough things. I mean, we've gone through a financial crisis here in this country. How many people in the Valley either were on the verge of foreclosure or were foreclosed on? I mean, and they fought back, and a lot of them got back on their feet because they had a strength and a will and were not going to be defeated by the whole thing. I'm just using that as an example. I realize that she has a lot on the plate. She probably thought, hey, I'll lose the movie. Hey, I'll lose the modeling gig. I've lost it all because I lost a fight. But at the same time, here's the other part that we're in society. This is from SI.com. All right? This is SI.com now. I'm now going to read to you some of the comments on the story. And this is where we are now. I'm not going to name names as to who wrote most of these. They're all aliases. Boo-hoo, I'm not on a pedestal anymore. Please feel sorry for me. I guess destiny wants me to be a good loser, and people will worship me. Next breath, back to the trash talk arrogance. Let's see. I mean, these are all just one. I'm just taking them in order. Why should Rousey consider suicide? If the fight lasted any longer, she would have gotten killed anyway. Just for saying this and considering that this she is a fool. Sorry, I don't believe any of this garbage. Every actress who wants publicity suddenly comes up with their own abuse story. Let's see. I've never liked Ronda Rousey. I admit she's a great athlete. She definitely deserved her run as the UFC champ, but she is mentally weak. I just lost all respect for Ronda Rousey. She is so mentally weak that she can't handle a loss. Okay? This just comes up one after another like this.
But my point was this story was more than what it is.
There's no compassion here for anybody. Everything is just one snide comment after another about anything that comes up. I feel sorry for her if she felt that way. I mean, believe me, if somebody says that and thinks that, that is a cry for help. Right? And confusing. And I have a family. My godfather took his own life. And to this day, none of us know why. None of us do. Nobody. So, I mean, you hear something like that. Oh, so I'm going to snap off this snide remark, that snide remark, this snide remark, that snide remark. Just be careful about your snide remarks because stuff like that's real. If you don't like her, you don't like her. Then don't make a comment about her. I don't know her at all. I don't even think I've even heard what her voice even sounds like. I don't even think I've ever heard her interviewed before. I mean, I don't have any interest in her sport. I don't really have any, much interest in her. But you read something like this and you sit back and say, wow. You know, she's mentally weak. She's this, you know, you don't know what's going through anybody's mind and how they feel about something. She's a major figure to some people in sports. If she wasn't a major figure, then why would she not be? Why would she be in a movie? Why would she be on the cover of Sports Illustrated? Why would, you know? I guess she's made several Sports Center appearances. I don't know why you don't think it's that's the primary story of the day, because it's a shocking story to hear. I don't know why you don't why it shows that it's a slow time of the year.
I'm just surprised it's that high on the list, and it's on every list like that.
But yeah, but she's culturally, she's made herself into somebody who culturally is somebody that a lot of people know. Look, I don't follow anything she does. Nothing.
But you know who she is. Right.
Right. Okay.
But I mean, right. Looking at the top stories, that was one. And the other one was that Goodell earned $34.1 million in 2014.
Right. And I want to get into that because I think that's a big story, too, because his ability to negotiate television contracts is the reason why. And you're going to be staggered when I give you the numbers on the TV contracts. I mean, he has, for all of his faults, and there are times where you ask yourself, how can they possibly succeed with everything that just seems to go wrong with this league? And how they handle things, how they handled Ray Rice, how they handled the Deflategate thing, how they handled initially Adrian Peterson, how they handled franchise movement. Right? You ask yourself, really? Who's in charge of this thing? Well, he is. Well, how does he keep his job? Well, I'll outline for you in no uncertain terms how he keeps his job. Because when you hear the TV numbers that he was primarily involved in negotiating, it's a $9 billion a year business. He's put a lot of money into pockets of NFL owners. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And now the Geisinger Health Minute. Today featuring primary care physician, Dr. Maria Kobolinski.
I think I can speak for every primary care physician when I say we'd much rather see you avoid serious health issues than help you battle through them. So here's some free advice. The next time you visit your primary care physician, ask what specific steps you can take to improve your health and the health of your family, and write those steps down. Think of it as health planning. If you stay on track and work your plan, the odds are that small health problems will stay that way, small. And that's big. I'm Dr. Maria Kobolinski, a Geisinger primary care physician. Thank you for listening.
For more ideas on how you can best take charge of your medical care, visit our website, geisinger.org.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors keywords 11 and 15 in Hubble's Wharf. Let's get to this day in sports history. And Kevin thinks everything's at a lull right now.
That's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
It would be a first on this show.
I was thinking that too, but
1970, Joe Frazier began his reign as the undefeated heavyweight champion of the world when he knocked out Jimmy Ellis in five rounds. Kept the title until he was knocked out by George Foreman 3 years later. Wilt Chamberlain topped the 30,000-point mark in his career against the Phoenix Suns 1972, first NBA player to reach 30,000. Let's see. The Lakers officially retired Magic Johnson's number 32 in 1992. Jeff Gordon became the youngest driver to win the Daytona 500 in 1997. 1999, O.J. Simpson's 1968 Heisman Trophy was sold for $230,000. A court judgment ordered the trophy to be sold to help settle the $33.5 million civil judgment against Simpson for the deaths of his ex-wife and her friend, Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. And that is a look at this day in sports history. Let's do something you're going to enjoy.
Okay.
That would be. All right, we'll get to other more serious stuff later. By state, the number one selling football jerseys in each state. You love this.
I actually saw that yesterday, and I didn't put it down.
This is really up your alley.
Huh?
All right, so it's your choice. Do we go east to west or west to east?
Oh, go east to west.
Maine, Tom Brady.
That's no big surprise.
New Hampshire, Tom Brady. Vermont, Tom Brady.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Tom Brady, yeah.
Massachusetts, Tom Brady. Rhode Island, Rob Gronkowski.
Really? That's interesting.
It doesn't matter, but it's just it changes up.
I know.
Connecticut, Odell Beckham.
Yeah, I can see
New that. York. New York, Odell Beckham. New Jersey, Odell Beckham. Delaware, Odell Beckham. Maryland, Ryan Kerrigan of the Redskins. And by the way, speaking of the Redskins, broke off talks today with Kirk Cousins. Now, they can franchise tag him, but they broke off talks with him today. Ryan Kerrigan, Maryland. Virginia, Ryan Kerrigan of the Redskins. North Carolina, Luke Kuechly. South Carolina, Luke Kuechly. Georgia, Matt Ryan. Florida, Ryan Tannehill. Alabama, Cam Newton. Mississippi, Drew Brees. Louisiana, Drew Brees. Tennessee, Marcus Mariota. Arkansas, Marcus Mariota. Oklahoma, Dez Bryant. Texas, guess who's number one in Texas?
Oh, I would probably pick Dez Bryant.
It is Dez Bryant. New Mexico, Larry Fitzgerald. Arizona, Larry Fitzgerald. Hawaii, Russell Wilson. Alaska, Russell Wilson. Washington State, Russell Wilson. Oregon, Russell Wilson. California, Peyton Manning.
That one surprised me a little bit.
Nevada, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Idaho, Peyton Manning. Montana, Russell Wilson. Wyoming, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't get that one either.
Utah, Peyton Manning. Colorado, Peyton Manning. Nebraska, Peyton Manning. South Dakota, Peyton Manning. North Dakota, Aaron Rodgers.
That makes sense.
Minnesota, Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, I would guess Aaron Rodgers was a close second there.
Iowa, Aaron Rodgers. Kansas, Jamal Charles. Missouri, Jamal Charles. Wisconsin, Aaron Rodgers. Illinois, Matt Forte.
Well, at least for now, anyway.
Kentucky, Andrew Luck. Indiana, Andrew Luck. Michigan, Calvin Johnson. Ohio, Joe Hayden. West Virginia, Luke Kuechly.
Now, to me, that's the biggest surprise of the bunch, even more than Peyton Manning out in California. Because I can understand Peyton Manning because of the broad appeal there, and California being a lot of people that not necessarily were Californians from birth. But the West Virginia one, that one shocked me. I mean, to go all the way down to the Carolinas and not have it be a Steeler.
Well, there's only one Steeler that has the best-selling jersey in the state, and it's in Pennsylvania.
Listen, it's one of two, and my guess is this year it's probably Antonio Brown.
It is Antonio Brown.
And my guess would have been last year would have been Ben Roethlisberger.
No idea.
Yeah, I'm just guessing there, too. But Luke Kuechly in West Virginia is a surprise.
Do you think you're some old be-all, end-all of everything, or what?
Well, no, I'm just thinking proximity. I mean, I know there's Steeler fans in West Virginia. I mean, I know people from West Virginia. There's Steeler interest there.
Okay. Let me see here. Number one selling jerseys, Tom Brady. Number two is Luke Kuechly. Three is Rob Gronkowski. Four is Odell Beckham. Five is Cam Newton. Six is Joe Hayden. Seven is Peyton Manning. Eight is Andrew Luck. Antonio Brown is now nine.
Joe
Russell
Hayden
Wilson's
is
ten.
Sixth? Joe Hayden is above Peyton Manning.
No, more importantly, he's above Antonio Brown, your guy.
But he's above Peyton Manning, too.
Yeah. But it's interesting, though. But the list, okay, Russell Wilson's 10. A.J. Green is 11. Aaron Rodgers is 12. Des Bryant's 13. Greg Olsen's 14. That's three Panthers in the top 14. DeMarco Murray is 15. Le'Veon Bell is 16. Joe Flacco is 17. Von Miller is 18. Matt Forte is 19. And Jason Witten is 20. So you've got Witten, Miller, Flacco, Bell, Murray, Olsen, Green, not leading any state in the top 20.
Ben Roethlisberger's 38th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's down three spots.
Tyler Eifert's 21, Sammy Watkins 22, Bridgewater 23, Demaryius Thomas is 24, Larry Fitzgerald 25, Marcus Mariota, 26. Victor Cruz is 27. Didn't even play this year. Eli Manning's 28. Julian Edelman's 29. Andy Dalton is ahead of your guy. He's at 30.
I know. That's bad.
He's ahead of your guy, Andy Dalton, and you hate him. Emmanuel Sanders is 31. LeSean McCoy is 32. Ryan Kerrigan, 33. Calvin Johnson, 34. Clay Matthews, 35. Tony Romo, 36. Drew Brees, 37, Ben Roethlisberger, 38, Ryan Tannehill, 39, Richard Sherman is 40.
How do you know?
Surprisingly, J.J. Watt is 41. I thought he'd be a lot higher than that. Matt Ryan is 42, Heath Miller, 43, Julio Jones, 44. Another 3-yard pickup. Julio Jones, 44. Jameis Winston, 45. Jamal Charles, 46. Darrell Revis, 47. Marshawn Lynch, 48. Jay Cutler, 49. And T.Y. Hilton of the Colts is 50.
Now, here's how you know you have slipped. Johnny Manziel was fifth on this list. Fifth last year. He has dropped down to 55th. Behind Joe Thomas, one of his offensive linemen.
You want to know how he knows he slipped?
The fact that he's not going to get a paycheck next year from the Browns?
The fact that he's on the verge of maybe being arrested for something.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little bit bigger than what they're doing at Dick's Sporting Goods.
I'm just saying, you know that there's a problem. if you slide that far and a lineman actually outsells you.
You know there's a problem when your father has been begging you to go to rehab. That's when you know you have a problem.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not making light of his situation. I'm just saying, you know, there's a problem when you have a problem.
You're taking a little too much joy in his problem. All right.
I'm not taking any joy in his problem. I'm taking joy in the fact that he's down to 55th in sales.
You hate him.
No, hate. It's not hate. It's just it's too much. He had too much hype coming out of college anyway.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, but you got to check in at the door a little bit.
Did I say anything about Joe Flacco being 17th?
No, I mentioned it.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't say anything negative about Joe Flacco being 17th. I actually like Joe Flacco.
Good. That's great. So, all right. So that, you know, that was that fun for you?
That was fun. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
You know how many jerseys I own.
Yeah, I know. Here's something. Dick's also did a map of each state top-selling jersey by team. All right? Not by person, but by team. In West Virginia, the Steelers are the top-selling jersey by team. It's also the top-selling jersey in Arkansas. I didn't get that one. That one was a little surprising. Arkansas. It's the top-selling team, not the top-selling player.
I hesitate to analyze anything like that.
And the Carolina Panthers were the top-selling team in Hawaii. The Rams were the top-selling team in Alaska.
They made a mistake going to Los Angeles. They should have moved to Anchorage. Okay.
They would definitely have home field advantage for those games.
Coming up tonight, it'll be South Carolina at Missouri, West Virginia at Texas. Now, that's a good game. West Virginia and Texas, a good game tonight. Wake Forest at Pitt, not a good game. Michigan at Ohio State, maybe. Northwestern at Purdue. Purdue should win that one. Creighton's at Butler tonight, Kansas State, TCU, Florida's at Georgia, Ole Miss at Texas A&M, Iowa State is at Baylor tonight, which actually is a pretty good game, too. Flyers are at New Jersey tonight, Kings are at Washington, Winnipeg at Carolina, the Bruins are at Columbus, among other games tonight. NBA is still off, still in the All-Star break, and the trade deadline gets underway. Franchise tags. Nobody's been franchise tagged yet, but they broke off talks today with Kirk Cousins. They can still franchise tag Kirk Cousins. So this is not exactly, they can buy themselves some time as to what to do with Kirk Cousins, but he's got to be their quarterback moving forward. He's done enough to prove it. But whatever he wants, they're not willing to give it to him. The Eagles have a big decision to make on Sam Bradford. So the franchise tag thing is going to be really important, and we're going to get into that. We're trying to also line up a couple of people in the NFL draft. We have to get into that. That's going to become a big story with the combine coming up. The draft is always going to be, look, football is going to be something you can always talk about anytime, anywhere. Let's see. Kevin doesn't like the fact that the Ronda Rousey story is important. And
I just don't think it's the top story of the day. I think it's a story. I just don't know if it's the top story.
What's the top story then?
No, I didn't say I had a better top story. I just don't know if that is it. I didn't say I could pick one out.
You can't say that's not the top story of the day and not have an answer.
I just don't know if it's the top story of the day. I mean, it just seems if that's, you know, she said she talked about it on a talk show. It was right after
DeGeneres, on Ellen DeGeneres.
Right. I wondered how.
You can freely admit you've entered to get prizes on the Ellen DeGeneres show. You can admit that to the audience.
Don't want anything.
And you know, it's not that she doesn't like you.
I didn't take it as literally. I think as it being a top story. Now, and I'm not downplaying it. I don't want it to sound like I'm downplaying it. I just think, I'm wondering, when I first read it, it looked like it might have been taken out of context. Is I had the feeling that right after it happened, I don't know that it, I didn't actually take it as I wanted to do this.
Well, it is a little bit, I think you always take a statement like that seriously.
And you make a very good point. I mean, the part of the comment that she made was, what am I anymore if I'm not this?
And that then goes to, now, evidently she had a rough life early. Not really her parents. I guess her mom's been great, and I guess her father was always hard on her. But she won a bronze medal in judo at Olympics. But I don't think there's professional judo. So she went this route. And I guess for a period of time, she lived out of her car and she didn't have much. And then she finally gets her hands on something and, you know, a slice of fame or whatever. And maybe she felt like she flushed it down the toilet. She said she was out cold on the first punch. That she had no idea of depth perception, how far her hand was from her face and so forth. But when anybody makes a statement like that, and she evidently must have said it in a serious way, you take it seriously. We will take a break. We have not gotten to the Roger Goodell money story. Kevin hates talking money. Can't stand talking money.
I don't care how much he made. He's making the NFL money. Who cares?
It's only interesting in that he makes more money than any of the players do. Now that part is interesting. He makes $34.1 million. You know who the highest paid player is?
No.
It's Aaron Rodgers at 22.
Well, he's also responsible for more people than Aaron Rodgers is.
but that's not how it is in most sports. For example, do you think Adam Silver's the highest paid person in the NBA, or do you think LeBron James is?
No, I agree with that completely. You're right about that.
Do you think Rob Manfred's the highest paid person in Major League Baseball, or do you think David Price is?
See, to me, they're all the CEO of the company, so. Yeah, I could understand Roger Goodell making $34.1 million. He's made the NFL money.
I thought he made 40, but so it's a little bit less than I thought he'd make. But I'm going to run down the next hour the TV contracts that he's negotiated, and the money is mind-blowing as to what they make. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. So Kevin says men's soccer is the seventh most popular sport in the United States.
Yes. I mean, it's still far behind a lot of things. But in the survey at the end of 2014, which came out, you know, later, about a year later, men's soccer went from 3% to 6% in a 20-year span. Mm-hmm. Hockey improved 4%. Men's mm-hmm. professional basketball has been stagnant at 6%. Auto racing is only up 2%. I'm actually surprised it was up 2%. College football has been the same, but it's still the third most popular sport. Baseball is down from 23% to 16%. And the NFL is up to 32%. I'm wondering if... I need to start getting Sean Carey to teach me stuff about Premier League soccer. Maybe I'm going to be behind the times if I don't learn it soon.
Well, how many times have Tony Knopp and I talked about MLS on this show?
Absolutely.
I mean, this show has been way ahead of the curve discussing that side of it, and that even though MLS loses about $100 million a year, the business model is something that has hooked on with millennials. Huge. And we've talked about that for 4 years on this show now.